today, I want to talk about peace. We think of peace as the absence of war, and that's actually not what biblical peace is talking about. We'll listen to womb noises, we'll listen to whale songs, sit cross-legged till our feet go numb on a mat that smells of toe jam, and we'll do downward dogs, and we'll say namaste till we're blue in the face. But we still won't have achieved biblical peace. Biblical peace is not relaxation. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27, says this, that Jesus says to people who follow him, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you." Not the type of peace that the world gives. So don't let your heart be troubled, and don't be afraid. Now that's quite the strange set of statements, really. My peace I give you, not like the world gives. Now, what type of peace does the world give us? The normal world that we live in. Well, maybe it's like serenity now. And that's what Jesus is saying he's not giving. I'm not giving the type of peace that's screaming serenity now. He says he gives a different type of peace. So this isn't the type of peace that comes from going on a spa day and having your body wrapped in lavender paste, or lying around on a bench in a bathrobe with sliced vegetables on your eyelids. It's a different type of peace than that. And that's what he's saying. My peace I give to you. Now, that sounds a little bit arrogant, really, doesn't it? My peace I give to you. My peace. But you've got to remember who's saying that, because one of the titles that Jesus has that we're going to look at is the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. When a prince gives you a gift, it tells you something. Number one, it tells you what the prince thinks of himself, because the gift is going to reflect him. And it also tells you what the prince thinks of you, which is quite an amazing thought. So, the Prince of Peace, the royalty of peace, is going to give me a gift. I stayed with a man once who was the award-winning artisan, whatever that means, award-winning artisan honey maker. And he gave me a jar of honeycomb from an award-winning artisan honey maker. It was the best honey that I have ever tasted. Like, it was like licking the sweat off an angel's cheek. You know what I mean? It was just awesome stuff to eat. The flavors, just incredible. So, when the award-winning holder of peace gives me a gift, I wonder how incredible that peace actually is. And I wonder, really, what the real essence of that peace can do when it enters my life. So, just hold that thought for a minute. Good morning. It's early morning here in the barn, and today I want to talk about peace. Peace is it's a difficult one, right? Partly because it's so difficult to define. There's this Jewish understanding of peace, like shalom, that we actually don't have in the Western world. We try to capture it, but it's difficult. And the definition of shalom is like permanence. It's like wholeness. It's like completeness. It's a different idea than we normally carry when we think of peace as the absence of war. And that's actually not what biblical peace is talking about. Now, let me give you an example of that. In Isaiah chapter 9, this is what it says. And some people might find this familiar, others won't. It says, "Unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and the increase of his government and peace will never end." Well, we know that Isaiah is talking about the hope that will be born in Judea, in Bethlehem, hundreds of years later. But when you think about the word peace and about Jesus' birth, they don't really seem to match up. Like, he's born in the middle of this absolutely chaotic scene in a city that is so crowded they can't even find anywhere to stay, and gets born in literally in a stinking stable. It doesn't really sound like an all-inclusive wellness resort. But that's where he's born. And then, in his toddlerhood, they have to flee that area and become refugees in Egypt to avoid a king who is trying to kill him. Then in his adulthood, he is surrounded by crowds, some of which are incredibly hostile and want to kill him. And then, when he is actually killed, it's in the middle of a chaotic scene after being beaten half to death in a Roman garrison, that his resurrection, there's an earthquake. None of which sounds very peaceful to me. But the Bible calls him the Prince of Peace. So you have this tension between this Prince of Peace, but then the living reality of living in a world that isn't very peaceful. And that's a little bit like us, right? We are so obsessed with getting peace ourselves that we'll listen to womb noises on digital devices, and we'll listen to whale songs, and we'll sit cross-legged till our feet go numb on a mat that smells of toe jam, and we'll do downward dogs until our heads are pounding because they're full of blood, and we'll say namaste till we're blue in the face. But we still won't have achieved biblical peace. And that is a little bit because biblical peace is not relaxation. We seem to get the two confused. If I'm relaxed and I'm peaceful, you can be relaxed all you want and not be peaceful. You can pay hundreds of dollars and sit yourself in a sensory deprivation chamber so that you can become in touch with your inner essence and still have absolutely no peace at all in your life. And I know that, and you know that. We live in a world that gives away a Nobel Peace Prize every year, but we're surrounded by wars and rumors of wars. And it happens all the time. Let me take you to another story in the Bible that illustrates this a little bit. In Luke chapter 2, there's some shepherds out in the field, and I love that. It's a great story, and all of a sudden they're interrupted in their sheep keeping by an angel that turns up and gives them this announcement. And I want to read it to you because I want to get it right. It's a great portion of the book, and this is what it says. It's pretty simple. It says this. The angel came and reassured them, don't be afraid. Now, I'm going to come back to that in a second. Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all the peoples of the earth. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, yes, the Lord. So we're not confused. We actually know who he is. Has been born today in Bethlehem in Judea. See, I wasn't lying. And you will recognize him by this sign. You'll find him wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, now listen, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those who God is pleased. So peace, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. Now, you've got to understand here, the first thing that the angel says when it turns up is this, is don't be afraid. And that's to a culture that stresses the fear of God. And the first thing the angel turns up is say, fear not. So in this massive culture of fear, the first thing the angel says is fear not. And then this message is too big for just one angel. So a whole host of heavenly armies turn up and they start singing about peace on earth to all men. What? Like, that's an incredible thought, right? And so as we look at this, and as we look at what's written here, there's this continuous message of peace that comes about because of the Prince of Peace himself. Now, there's another part of the Bible, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16, and it says this, that the God of peace will be with you at all times. The God of peace will be with you at all times. Not just when I'm relaxed. Not just when I'm sitting in my bubble bath surrounded by candles listening to Taylor Swift. Actually, doesn't sound very peaceful to me. But the God of peace will be with me at all times. Well, which times? Well, whatever times. And you've got to remember the context that this was written. When those words were written, the God of peace will be with you at all times, those words were written to a bunch of people who were in the middle of being persecuted. Some of them were being chased from city to city. They were being burnt at the stakes. They were being covered in tar and set on fire to light arenas. And as that is written to them, the God of peace will be with you at all times. So in the middle of oppression, the God of peace will be with you. In the middle of slavery, the God of peace will be with you. In the middle of trouble and trial and persecution, the God of peace will be with you. In the middle of terrible times and war zones, the God of peace will be with you. In the middle of wealth and prosperity and health, the God of peace will be with you. Whether you're happy or whether you're sad, in the middle of joy or heartache, the God of peace will be with you. And I've visited war zones and done aid trips with my wife towards war zones, and we've walked through the refugee camps in chaos, and you meet these people who are in the middle of this abject chaos and suffering, but they still carry this peace quality with them. And that's the peace, that's the shalom that the Prince of Peace comes to give us. That's what he brings. That's when this baby is born in Bethlehem in Judea, this confident hope, that's what he brings. It's an incredible thought. The God of peace with me at all times. Which times? Whatever. times. Whatever times. And we think, how does that work? Well, I've been in a hospital room, in the middle of an ICU room, where monitors are beeping and a person is taking their last breath. And the people around the bed are sitting there peacefully, reading the Bible and singing hymns. And you think, that's different. That's a different way to approach what can be the most terrifying part of living. And in the middle of that environment, the Prince of Peace comes and brings his peace with him. In the middle of the environment that we are in right now, in all the uncertainty and all the fear and all the angst and all the people who are feeling more afraid now than they ever have, when the suicide rates are going up, where people are taking more muscle relaxers and tranquilizers to be able to sleep, where people are anxious on a level what they haven't been for many, many years. The Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace offers his peace to us, even while the crows and the ravens are barking away in the background. The Prince of Peace is still here. Bless you. Stay safe. And may the God of Peace go with you. And I want to leave you with this final thought. I was talking to a man called Ed Klassen the other day, and he said this. He said, it's better to have God as your steering wheel rather than as your spare tire. And I love that thought. It is better to have the Prince of Peace as your steering wheel than as your spare tire, your last resort. It's better that I go and have my life steered by the Prince of Peace than just have him in my back pocket as a last resort. Bless you, and truly, go in peace.
The candle of this second week of Advent is a candle of peace. The flame of this candle reminds us of the peace that Jesus brings into this world. A world so desperate for peace on so many levels, from international peace to peace in our homes, among our families, and peace of mind in the middle of uncertainty. Jesus said, I give you peace, the kind of peace that only I can give. It is not like the peace that this world can give. So don't be afraid or worried. John 14:27. Again, let's take a moment to pray for the peace that Jesus brings. It is sometimes hard to hold on to the peace when we are bombarded by difficult news. You may silently think of people who need His peace to invade their lives. Or you may know a situation in your own life where the peace that passes all understanding needs to bring healing. Now let's all pray. ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਅੱਜ ਦੇ ਸੁੰਦਰ ਸਮੇਂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਡੀਆਂ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਅਸੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਇਸ ਯੋਗ ਨਹੀਂ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸਨਮੁੱਖ ਆ ਸਕੀਏ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਪਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਸਮਾਂ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰਾ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਮੈਂ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਫੈਮਲੀਜ਼ ਪੈਂਬਰਟਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨੇ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਘਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪੀਸ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਓ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਹੇ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਦੇ ਰਾਜਕੁਮਾਰ ਹੋ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਪ੍ਰਿੰਸ ਆਫ ਪੀਸ ਓ ਲਾਰਡ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਓ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਅਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਇੱਕ ਦੇ ਘਰ ਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਇੱਕ ਦੇ ਮਨ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਰੋਸ਼ਨਾ ਦਿਓ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਇਹ ਅੱਜ ਦਾ ਸੁੰਦਰ ਦਿਹਾੜਾ ਇਹ ਸੁੰਦਰ ਸਮਾਂ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਇਹ ਸਾਡੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਬਰਕਤ ਦਾ ਕਾਰਨ ਬਣ ਸਕੇ ਪ੍ਰਾਰਥਨਾ ਮੰਗਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯੇਸ਼ੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਅਤਿ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਮੀਨ ਆਮੀਨ ਆਮੀਨ
Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face. With the dawn.